So, episode one, take one of Holy Common Sense. Talk about the stock market today. Stock markets are fun. I like them. Usually I'm against the groupthink mentality, but I think for the stock market, it's actually necessary. Because you don't want to be the only one losing money, right? You want to gain money with everybody else. That's kind of the point. So when I listen to books, because I listen to audiobooks, they're fun. And they tell you not to follow the floating heads on CNBC, which is a really good news station, if anybody needs like a really good news station. It's very objective. They're not really giving their opinions on things. It's mostly just different types of experts from the field of business and economy and stuff like that on. And you don't see the same fucking news stories every 5 minutes, you kind of do, but just different takes on it. Not the same pre-written script that you get from like New York One or Fox 5 or CNN. CNN is just gross. Even though CNN is kind of the same thing, they're just more like, they want you to know that they dislike somebody or that they approve of something. CNBC is more like, I don't really give a fuck. Which means even back to the point of finances, you really shouldn't give a fuck. Like, it's your money. You should put it to work. Stop wasting it. Get off the couch. Take $20 and turn it into $200. Why not? And it's easy. A lot of the stocks that they talk about on CNBC are actually pretty cheap. You can get stocks from like under $10. Buy like two of them. Watch them go up to $10. Make $20. And then take that $20 and then put it into another stock for $40. Like, I'm trying to equate this to a game. It's just like a simple math problem. Like the Fibonacci sequence. If you know about the Fibonacci sequence, you take the previous two numbers, you add them together, and they make the previous number. It's like 1, 1, 2, 3, 5. Yeah, you get the picture. All right, this is fun. The floating heads on CNBC told you to pick up Zoom when it was under $100. Peloton was under $100. Tesla when it was at like probably $300-$400. Some of them, granted, were telling you not to pick it up, but others were telling you to buy it. And if you were at a 50-50 standstill, you wanting the stock and you wanting and not wanting the stock, I feel like as long as one person agrees with you, you kind of have like a leg to stand on. Because on CNBC, these are all like top analysts and data contributors. And that's also kind of what millennials and Gen Z do when they choose what stocks to pick. You kind of want to ride the waves. You don't want to be left rowing your own boat. You feel me? So, groupthink mentality for the stock market is a good idea. Check out trading volumes. When you see it go up a lot, that means you're probably good. You see it go down a lot, probably time to sell. Take your profits and don't be greedy, okay? If you turn $10 into $15, that's a 50% gain. That means you can turn $10,000 into $15,000, and that's a good gain. All right, have a great day, everyone.